It's the morning show at East Coast FM. Now, the main headlines in the newspapers are all to do with this this infection, this strep A. What is it? We hear a confirmed death in the north and a possibility of serious situation here in the Republic. Let's talk to Dr. Éireann Gallagher on the line. Good morning to you, Éireann.
Good morning. How are you?
Okay, thank you. What is this strep A and how dangerous is it?
Well, Streptococcus A is what we would also refer to as a strep throat. And in the past, when the big worry was that if children were left untreated, that they would get kidney problems. And it, you know, it rarely raised its head. But over the last couple of months, I've seen a number of children with strep throats and with a typical rash. Now, may I describe the rash?
Yes, I was just looking at the Daily Mirror, and it was saying killer bug has reached Ireland.
That is terrible. That's just absolutely terrible and totally unnecessary. Essentially what happens is, this is the strep throat, so if you look in the mouth, you see the tonsils, they're big and red, and they've got big white or yellow patches on them, which is typical of strep throat. The tongue then goes a whitish colour. It's called a white strawberry tongue because it's like a strawberry in reverse. It's a white tongue with red patches on it. The rash is a fine rash on the face and then on the trunk. And what you'll notice is that around the mouth, the rash doesn't appear. So there's a pale area around the mouth. And the rash is more pronounced in the underwear area, so close contact, I suppose, of the clothes. So it's white around the mouth, it's more intense in the underpants area, and the tongue is a white strawberry tongue. Now, the most important thing is that kids will get sick. They'll feel rotten, they'll have a sore throat, and they'll feel sick. So most of the time, at that stage, most people have been seen, and the kids and so on have been brought to the doctor and treated. And once it's treated, generally we keep the treatment going for 10 days to clear it, and generally 4 days on it, 4 days in the antibiotic before they go back to school or back to activities. So that's generally how we treat it.
However, you know, there are serious cases, and obviously parents will be saying, well, I hope, you know, what happened in the North and indeed in GB doesn't happen to my child.
That's exactly right. And that's why it's important that if you've got a child who's got a sore throat and is getting, you know, is visibly sick, not to hang around and to come and see a doctor or the out-of-hours service, if it is out-of-hours, because it's a quick consultation. The child is treated quickly and easily, and it's gone. But then what happens if the child gets sicker? And those cases in the United Kingdom seem to have gone from being fairly good dreadful in a very short period of time. So I would say, particularly now, that it is important that if you've got a sick child with sore throat and rash or anything that's appearing, is come and see us or go to the out-of-hours service if necessary. But there are those cases that go bad suddenly, and when the bug gets into the bloodstream and they get this blood poisoning or septicemia, or sepsis as we call it now, then that becomes a real emergency and obviously has to be acted on. So I think that people are now kind of well alerted to it. It is not a killer bug in most cases. Those awful cases that have occurred are the exceptions, but it means that we just have to be vigilant. But it is not a killer bug most of the time.
Yeah, but it's the cases, you know, that, as you mentioned, it develops into a more serious situation.
A blood-borne disease.
In Britain, they're wondering, should there be, because it's bacterial, they can take some action, should there be preventative action?
Yes, I was looking at that. That's quite interesting, because the only preventative action would be to give somebody a dose of penicillin on the basis that they may get this bug. I think it probably cause more problems, particularly people might get allergies and everything else, for people to be put on an antibiotic on the basis they may pick something up. I think it's much more important that if a child is sick, that you make contact with the surgeries or with the adult IRS service and get seen. That's the most important thing.
Okay, well, listen, and it's usually mothers, but for the parents who are saying, gosh, I don't know if this is a common cold or maybe it's this strep A thing, and if I let it go for a while to see how it develops, maybe it's going to be worse, maybe it'll turn into one of those cases we read about because I didn't act earlier. So, you know, what's the definitive advice with it?
Definitive advice, if you got a sick child who has a sore throat and a temperature, get the child seen. And it's not just saying, well, look, you see every child with a sore throat. But if you have a sick child with a sore throat, and if you look in the mouth, there's big patches of yellow or white on the tonsils. You've got the white strawberry tongue. You've got the rash emerging. That child needs an antibiotic there and then.
Okay, urgently.
Urgently. And it's the kind of thing where, you know, this is by and large not a killer bug. And I think to put it like that in the front of one of the tabloid newspapers is, I do think it's a little bit close to the bone and probably totally unnecessary. People, just trust your judgment. And if you have a sick, sore child, give us a call and we'll see them for you.
And what's the age that you can maybe safely say out of the woods if you get some sort of infection?
Well, again, you see adults with strep throats, you see teenagers. You know, if it gets into the bloodstream, it gets serious. And there's no reason to wait around wondering what's going to happen next. If you're worried, call.
Okay. And you don't care that it's a false alarm or worried parents?
No. Absolutely not. I'd much prefer, you know, the hospital to call me an idiot for sending someone in on the wrong reason than someone else to call me an idiot for not sending someone in. So it's much, much better that a child is seen and reassured than to be left worried and anxious and possibly much iller due to not taking action. So no, with headlines like that, it makes people very worried. And then just what we're hearing from abroad, it's worrying enough. So therefore, if you're worried, act on it.
Okay, well, you've outlined the things to watch out for. Thanks very much indeed.
You're very welcome. Nice to talk to you.
You too. Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye-bye. That's Bray GP, Dr. Eoghan Gallagher there. Oh, goodness me. 087-77-11-103. Bring all the bugs out at around this time of the year. But it's something, as Eoghan says, if you're worried, act upon it.